Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guests cause damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing... Well, usually it's one of you, but whenever we do a land update,
we get a little selfish.
We just share ourselves. But we do it in the spirit of doing what we preach and teach, and that is sharing on your Instagram or whatever social platform you
want. Marketing yourself.
You want to show up on, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, wherever you're at, Facebook.
Pinterest, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Market yourself.
Snapchat.
And so, Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Rich Hollow Retreat. Again, that is at Rich, R-I-C-H. Hollow, H-O-L-L-O-W, Retreat, R-E-T-R-E-A-T. And that is our project that we have been working on for quite some time. We are not up and running yet, but we are excited to take you along the journey. And we want to be a source of inspiration there of, you know, we don't have our calendar open. We're not taking any bookings, but we are sharing with future guests what we are doing, and we're documenting as we go. So even if you, you know, you're rehabbing your property, you're doing some work there, go ahead and create the account and start just documenting your progress. So that's what you're going to see there. Please, if you listen to the show, if you could give us a follow, it would mean the world to us. And also, we'd love you to just watch our progress. There are going to be so many times that we're going to be on there asking for feedback as we make decisions, as we build things out. But we would love for you to follow along. And once we're live, for you to come visit. We're going to have some exciting things planned. I'm just going to put it out into the universe now that we are going to do some sort of retreats there with our podcast listeners, with our community. So we're hoping that you'll be able to come stay with us sometime soon. So again, at Rich Hollow Retreat, give us a follow. They're doing a fantastic job. All right, Sarah. So as we get on to this episode, we are going to actually go through the progress of our property and just kick off the new year. You know, we have a few episodes that we have recorded for last year. So if you want to go back and listen to those episodes and get caught up on this project, please do. And if you're already caught up, we're just going to we're going to get you more caught up on where we are in 2025 and how we are pushing forward.
As with all large projects or small projects, things don't go as planned. And I thought the reason why we do these land updates is because we're over here on this podcast in the mics, you're not able to like chat back with us in this setting. And it can feel like maybe we are coming at you like we've figured it all out and we know all the things. And my friends, after over a decade of renovating and building and hosting
and running just businesses in general.
Oh, more than a decade of that. Like, it is still uncharted territory every single day.
And it is still, it's still challenging. It's still hard. We still run into hiccups. And we just want to share with you that you're not alone, but this is what's fun for us, to get through the frustrations, to get through all of the ups and downs. And for us too, like continuing to do new things. This is exciting for us to actually have a project and just continue, you know, honestly, talk about septic every day.
Every day.
We just talk about septic.
And well water.
And it's funny. It's like when I first got introduced to Justin Ford and safety, it was like, I can't stop seeing safety things everywhere or thinking about safety. And now I can bolt onto that to septic. I can't look at a building or a town or a house and not think about septic and how it happens. Sarah's giving the most disgusted face right now, but it's true.
No, I mean, if you think about what is that? Yes. What is at the heart of your short-term rental? It is a comfy bed and a cozy couch, but it's also a working bathroom.
Septic system.
Okay. A really quick down and dirty. Maybe you're new with Thanks for Visiting podcast. Thank you for being here.
If you're old, thank you.
No. And if you
even more for being here for so long.
If you're an OG, regardless. So we purchased this land. We finally closed on it. We were searching for years. We finally closed on it last February, so everyone, almost a year ago.
And after we walked away from it, though, I want to keep bringing that up. After we put down a hefty, hefty deposit, we walked away because the math was not mathing, and it came back to us.
It did come back to us, and we were happy that it came back to us, but we are still having to revisit our why and what's important to us, and we're having to do that with a diverse group of human beings. Okay. So it's a large plot of land. It's 134 acres. Nick, my husband, gets mad every time because he listens to every single episode.
We say 133, right?
Well, I say 133. You say 135 or something like that.
We're both wrong.
He's like, ladies.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
Nick listens to every episode. He does. Shout out Nick Karakay, and we appreciate you. Have you left us a review?
He probably has. He tells us that he's our biggest fan. The whole point of that is there's a lot of land. It was not cheap, although we did buy with equity built in, which is incredible. And we have a team full of leaders. We have a team full of bosses who own businesses. And that can be a blessing. And sometimes it can be really challenging. Like today, for example, we still meet, if you've been following along, we still meet every week. And at first we met once a week, and now we're meeting twice a week. So we meet Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. And for a while there also, we were meeting for an hour. And we allowed that hour to give us time to kind of putts around the Zoom call, the conversation. And we're like, we need to dial this in. We need to talk about, excuse me, what's important and what needs to get done that week. So we actually cut it down to 30 minutes, yep, which does help us get down to brass tacks faster. Yeah. So there's a little tip for you. If you feel like you're having these meetings and things are just being like floated around, it may be because you have too much time.
Right. And we want to share there that even during the holidays, during travel, that we have not, even when progress is stalled, we did not sundown the meetings,
no,
because we knew we had found a time on our calendars. And if you are like us, if it is not on our calendar, it does not get done. So we have those meetings each and every week, twice a week now. Like Sarah said, we've cut it down to 30 minutes. But I want to offer there that if you are looking for your next project with partners, or, you know, just looking for your next property period, make sure that's on your calendar too, to set aside time to look for the next place, or go through the deal with your team, go through the deal with yourself. Cause if it's not on our calendar, it doesn't get done. So we advise, if that is on your goal list for this year, to make sure that you have that time calendared for looking for the new property or working on the current one.
And we're all running, like Annette and I are running Thanks for Visiting, and we're running our properties. Our other partners have a construction company and they have 15 of their own giant short-term rentals. My husband, Nick, owns an architecture firm, so he's running that. So we're all running our own businesses while trying to build this other business. And it's a big business. Like we have, you know, we can fit up to like 20, 25 units on this property. We're not going to, but really the sky's the limit. And it's hard to build this kind of on the side. But you know what we tell ourselves when we start thinking of it as this like on the side thing? We know that this business can be $10 million, mm-hmm, $15 million. Like it can be a giant, awesome business and we can serve so many travelers, but we've got to put the work in. We've got to find time to move ourselves along in the progress.
But we're also comfortable. You know, we might listen to this like years down of this isn't anyone's full focus right now, because we do need to have income from other places.
Right.
So we've made that decision collectively that we know progress is slower, but that is purposeful to get us to our current end goal.
And it's so nice too, just real quick on that, with having partners, because I know that partner topic is a hot topic,
mm-hmm,
whether you should partner with family or not, or partner with whomever or not, because someone failed at that at some point. So all of a sudden, that's no longer a good idea. Mm-hmm. And actually, a podcaster that I listened to is like, well, that's like saying I had a failed, you know, boyfriend back in high school, so I'm never going to date, you know, a person again. Like that's not realistic thinking. It's also not productive thinking. So anyway, we can tell you that having partnered with friends, family, people we've met at meetups, it has its ups and downs. But with having a team, it is nice where, you know, Nick and I were on vacation, so I knew Annette and Mike and Ingrid could move the project forward, or Annette's travel. You know what I mean? Like your partners can help pick up the slack and make sure that we are moving forward.
Right.
And which I love.
If people are gone, we can still have the meeting. Yeah. Everyone's still kind of flowing there.
Yeah.
Hosting hot tip.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a platform for hosts that offer steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, and California Designed In. But these discounts are for hosts and hospitality professionals only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Pottery Barn, wanting to give our listing that wow factor. But you know us, we're all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
That's where Manoan steps in with the awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. No cost to join, no monthly membership. It is completely free. Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to your cart in just a few clicks.
Right? And the best part, when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome mattress that you purchased through Manoan at a major discount, no less, you can point them to an elegant digital storefront that Manoan lets you set up for free. They call it a showroom. You not only have the opportunity to earn affiliate income on items your guests purchase, even for some things you didn't purchase through Manoan, like Amazon,
but you can also promote products sold by local businesses. Talk about creating a five-star worthy guest experience.
So head over to minoan.com/TFV_podcast. That's minoan.com/TFV_podcast, or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up and let the savings and earnings begin.
So speaking of flowing, let's talk about septic really quick. We can share with you one thing that we have decided to do in future casting the project. We found out through our soil testing and having septic designers on the land, we have a cabin that was there previously, and we are adding, like, kind of bolting on to that septic, and we're going to put our two mirrored cabins on that septic. But we've learned with the lay of the land and what we already have that we could actually have three units, well, four total on the same septic system. And again, this is all dependent on the amount of people that we're sleeping, the amount, you know, what we're putting in these units. But we have decided, even though we have no plan on what that actual unit will be, but we are going to go ahead, dig the septic, have it prepped as if there is going to be a fourth unit on the property. And we're all actually really excited about that.
Because it really changes the pro forma. It changes our numbers, because right now everything's going out. Right. We are spending.
Everything's going down the pipes.
Everything's septic pipes. Yeah, everything's in the septic tank right now. And it feels like a lot. But so and we already know what it'll look like with the three properties. And so you add a fourth one on there, and we've already invested in the most headache inducing aspect, which is the septic.
Yep.
It just feels like a bit of good news.
It's encouraging.
Yeah.
And we were even like, hey, if that fourth cabin is even something that is small and for us to enjoy, you know, maybe that's what it, you know, we don't even know. We want it to be income producing, but we're like, hey, let's just go plan ahead and have our septic team prep for a fourth unit. Yeah, that it feels really encouraging that that will already be done.
We already got it approved by the county, so it's all good.
So there you go.
Bit of good news.
Went from three to potentially four units. Very easy.
In phase
easily.
One.
In phase one. Very easily there.
Let's talk about, if you've been following along, we did have a construction team last summer that we fired fast. Maybe not fast enough, but pretty darn fast. Mm-hmm. And we took a little break. And we've found a new team. And so that has started back up.
Yes, at the beginning of the year. And the way that we're running this is, you know, we were at first going to get that first cabin up and running quickly. And then we're like, this is going to not be good because we're going to have construction going on, other things. But here's what we're doing. This crew, who we've had a lot of meetings with, a lot of breakdown on payment, you know, when they're going to get paid, how they're going to get paid.
Sufficiently annoyed with us.
And what we are encouraged about is essentially, you know, if our first cabin goes well, they'll just be able to transition right into finishing out our mirrored cabins. Interesting caveat for all of you out there that have ever looked at the mirror cabins, OOD, ours are not finished. We are actually finishing those out ourselves. So they aren't, you know, sitting on our land completely finished. We are doing that part. So this team, hopefully, crushes the interior of our gutted cabin, and then we'll hop over and complete cabin two, cabin three. So we feel really good, like we get a taste test on the one and then move them over to two and three.
And it's tough. We all live an hour away. So it's a thing going out and checking on your contractor. It's a drive, you know, almost an hour drive there and back each time. So, but it's something you have to do. Trust but verify, like no joke. Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks, like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back?
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin to curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters.
And we are going to give, this is something that I find very interesting that I'm learning so many things in this process. And our GC, who is one of our partners, he is a master at finding, let's say, deals and or products for construction
materials.
Okay, materials. I was like, that's not the right word. He, because I do all the finances, so he keeps me in the loop on him purchasing things. I had no idea this was a thing. He goes to Facebook Marketplace for construction materials. Okay. I'm sure there's everybody gasping out there having thoughts and feelings on this. He's crushing it. I think it's like kind of twofold for him. I think it's a game for him. So let me not just say he finds things there. He is a master negotiator.
Loves that.
Yeah. Let me layer that part in on because he does a really good job of always bringing to the team, had we bought this retail, it would be, you know, X price via this is X price. And so trust me, am I like, oh, well, what about warranties? What about this? What about, you know, there's all these certain things that I like come up in my head. And then he just helps to, you know, just relieve the stress of that. And I don't even want to call it stress or whatever, but I think that was interesting. I've never purchased anything on Facebook Marketplace, but I've heard so many people do. I know people do like their midterm rentals on Facebook Marketplace. I mean, tons of people get a lot of things from Facebook Marketplace, whether they're selling or buying. So I thought that was interesting that we have been getting some of the construction materials, especially the ones that don't really like conduit, right? Didn't we just purchase conduit?
A lot of conduit.
Which I don't even know what conduit is. Electric. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't, if it was on the side of the road for free and were something, I wouldn't pick it up because I don't know what it is. But that's a for example of something that we purchased at a very deep discount. Yeah,
it's fun to watch Mike send us things that he found and how great the product is. And these things aren't, I don't want you guys to think this is like used stuff. Like,
oh,
it's stuff that like whatever that business in West Virginia wants to get rid of it or whatever. You know what I mean? Or like it was ordered by the client by mistake. And so they need to sell this. Like,
yeah, it's not like secondhand or anything like that. No, I should probably clarify that. But I can share too, though. I'm still requiring detailed receipt, if you will, for our bookkeeping purposes. Because as you know, maybe if we're going somewhere like that route, they might want cash or then, you know, whatever that may be. So I am making sure that's where I know Mike and I are newer in our relationship. I'm asking for very detailed account on all of the things that are being purchased for our accounting purposes.
Which is good. In the long run, it'll be good.
Speaking of accounting.
Money.
Let's pivot over there real quick.
Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make. But when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend Team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business. Okay, our last episode, we shared that we were looking for a private money lender.
Did anybody email us with lots of money?
If we did. Check. Megan didn't tell us. She kept it for herself. So we were looking for private money, not hard money, because hard money, it was pretty expensive. And we're like, we have enough relationships. we know we can find someone who's looking for a place to put their money, park their money with people they believe in what they're doing. And we were right. We found someone. But that didn't close the entire gap of amount of funds that we needed. So I was calling. I have a mentor who I call with all my real estate questions, and he's also a loan officer. And so I ask him a lot of money questions. He's not just any loan officer. This man is educated and he knows every which way to get something done. If he's not the loan officer for you, he will refer you to someone else because they've got a better product, better deal, whatever it is. He's just the best. And he's a real estate investor. So I always go to my mentor. I showed him, we actually made a one pager where it has the broken down. Hey, if we borrow money at this percentage or this percentage or this percentage, here's what we made, the whole pitch deck. And I was showing it to him and he loved it. He was like, this is great. He was like, actually, I don't have money right now, but I might have some money freeing up. Actually, he said January. But so he was like, come back to me then. And I'd be interested. He believes in what we're doing. He loves the product. He loves the land. But he's like, why don't you just lend to yourself? And I was like, Mark, if I had the money to lend to myself, I would. And he reminded me, you know, you've got equity in your properties. And so this is maybe controversial for some of you out there, but he recommended that I take a HELOC out on a property that we have and to borrow against it for this project. And you know what? It's kind of like putting my money where my mouth is. It's like, if I don't believe in the project enough to ask a private money lender to bet on us, then why would I have a problem betting a property that, yes, I've worked hard for on this project? And so when he's, and also I just trust him. And so if I thought he thought it was a good idea, then I think it's a good idea, you know? So it took a while. It took 3 months to close this HELOC, but we actually literally just closed on it. And so that should bridge the gap for phase one for us, which is nice. And obviously there's going to be an interest rate on it. So I'm going to pad it just a little bit to cover, you know, fees and just a little bit. But yeah, and I think it's going to help us move forward on this project, and it's definitely less expensive. The interest rate on this HELOC
is way less expensive
than any private lender was offering us, and definitely any hard money.
Yeah, that's kind of the key component of that.
But I can tell Annette, we're actually going to talk about this at our next meeting, that I've already contacted my attorney. I want to make sure that the whole team signs on to this loan, so that if anything were to happen, like everyone is promising that they'll, just like they would any other private money loan, pay it back. And making sure that we're tracking it. So it will treat it like any other loan, but I'm excited about it.
Keep you up to date. Next, we just want to share, kind of go inside our minds a little bit. I think to peel back to the beginning of this, we really in our heart of hearts thought that when we closed on the land, we would do a quick, let's say.
I always think this.
Yeah. Well, like what do I want to say? Just like, not, it wasn't a rehab. It would be like,
just like a facelift.
Refresh. A facelift on the cabin and have that start producing income, you know, 30, 60 days. When we were talking about like get all new furniture, paint the inside, the outside, maybe do, you know,
new
some
carpet, because it has old 70s carpet in there.
Like, yeah, some refresh. But when we really just started
the layout,
looking at it, and like it got difficult to like, there was still going to be a large investment in even the facelift. And it was like, well, if we're going to do that much, why not really? It's never going to be this like, how do I want to say it?
Here's the deal. We ran the numbers and we will be able to charge more, having it be a more attractive property. We needed to add a deck so we could have a hot tub, because not having a hot tub in Hocking Hills is like a sacrilege. So we had to do that too. So we just decided, after we ran the numbers and it made enough sense, that we would just gut renovate the whole home. But we're still coming up with the challenge of when are we over designing, and when do we just need to quote unquote get it done to get cash flow? Mm-hmm. We find our team finds ourselves saying those sorts of things because it gets frustrating. It's like, you want to bring money in, but at the end of the day, it's like, well, what are we going to regret?
What are we sacrificing in the short term? No, what are we sacrificing in the long term for a minimal short term gain? So it's,
and that comes down to, like, we were this morning, we were kind of having a friendly, heated, passionate discussion about the kitchen layout. And there are some things that it's like, it just takes a little bit longer to think about. And you're like, well, let's just do this to get it. And it's like,
Sarah, let's share that a little bit. Let's share some feedback from guests about some things in the kitchen. For example, open cabinetry or open shelves. I think that would be a really like a little pro tip here about space saving.
It's not even from the guests, that the whole open shelves versus cabinet, closed cabinet. It's from the cleaning team and the inspectors. And you already have to be on top of the cleaning team to make sure that did the dishwasher, even though you're pulling dishes out of the dishwasher, did the dishwasher run and is it clean when you put it back? Mm-hmm. All right. And then when it's up there on the shelf, did the guest put it back? I mean, whether it's open or closed, actually, none of this has anything to do with mm-hmm. open or closed. But when it's open and people aren't using that third roll of wine glasses in the back, you've got to wash them.
And so the dust, I feel like, is different.
Yeah. And you also, a floating shelf has less, a little bit less depth. And I guess depending on how much you mm-hmm. can muster out of them, it's also not as much storage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess all this to say it's cute, but I've had to put reoccurring tasks on our breezeway to make sure that, okay, it's the day we take everything off the floating shelves and we wipe the shelf out because it's exposed. So it's going to get mm-hmm. dustier. And it also, like when you're cooking, those oils and things get on, it gets sticky. Mm-hmm. So you've got to take everything off and you got to wipe it down. And listen, you should do this with your cabinets anyway, too.
But they're protected. There is a shield, if you will.
So we were debating on floating shelves versus an upper cabinet is one thing we were debating. Mm-hmm. We were debating a window because
sink size.
And my husband, Nick, likes things symmetrical. But if you sometimes when you put things first, he wanted to center a sink on this run of countertop, but then it also cuts up your countertop. Mm-hmm. So we were having that debate. We were having a debate about a window because if we have the window there, you can't have an upper or floating shelves. And this is a small cabin.
Oh, and we were debating microwave
on a counter
or on the counter. Mm-hmm. People, these are real decisions.
These are, and people are passionate about these mm-hmm. decisions.
And yeah.
Or a dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were having that heated debate about
the
whether
the cabin is small.
It is tiny,
right?
And we were saying we can make it's under 1,000 square feet.
Right. I was going to say under 700.
It may be. Yeah, okay. It's definitely under 1,000. And so one of our team members,
Nick, can you give us the facts on that square footage, please?
He's like, why don't you ladies just have the floor plan pulled up? So anyway, and then you get to talking about this. We were going over time. And so we were getting frustrated with that. Like, okay, now we're over time, but this is. My argument was, but this is an important decision to make. And I know it's not going to be the biggest cash and, you know, bringer inner of cash mm-hmm. on our land. But so this is what's happening behind the scenes, everyone.
So to wrap up this episode, we're going to put out into the world. Our goal is to be open early summer.
Yeah. I was like, girl, don't you dare.
2025. Early summer 2025. I know I probably need to get a little more definitive on the date. We'll leave that for the next date.
Once we know that this is our construction team, that we found our team,
yeah,
then we can start getting a little. And I will tell you, just so everyone isn't disappointed in us, we have a schedule. There is a Gantt chart.
We have
a plan.
There is. And we can. This but is what's hilarious know. Right now. We have had level 3 snow emergencies.
Oh, yeah.
Like rain the beginning for days. The weather has been so difficult, and we have a very long road that is still under construction going to the properties that is like very muddy. So we're literally dealing with weather issues with Mother Earth right now.
It's you guys,
but it's all good.
You all know what we're going through. So anyway, that's our land update for now. This is our fifth update. So we'll put all the episodes in the show notes.
Is this the fifth no update update?
This is the fifth no update
no,
update.
No, it's an update. It's an update.
I just hope everyone appreciates, like, they're not the only ones out there.
We're bringing
and if
you
anyone's
along.
Nailing it and you want to coach us, my email is
no. We're doing it at our own pace. It feels good.
It does feel good. We're learning a lot. It's having fun.
Yeah. Give us a follow.
Virtual retreat.
Yeah.
On Instagram. With that, I am Sarah Kara Kane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.